Graphic 626 but browser window. By the end of this lesson, you will understand.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan with the training department at Freedom Scientific. We'll go ahead and start now with lesson one for Microsoft Outlook 2016. By the end of this lesson, you should understand and be able to discuss some of these facts that we'll talk about in the lesson, including preferences for Outlook. That can be preferences for just the mail category, the calendar category, and also in the advanced category, there are some things we'll change. We'll look at creating, sending, and receiving messages, turning on or off the BCC field, which is a blind carbon copy. We'll add a new contact in the address book. We'll also talk about and show you how to do a new contact group in the address book. The contact group was formerly called the distribution list, so it's now called contact group. We'll talk a little bit about selecting messages for moving to a folder or for deletion, creating and using folders. We'll look at JAWS help for Outlook, and then we'll take a look at automatic replies for out of office. I'll go ahead and push out the next page here.
Browser window. Outlook 2016-Lesson 1 document.
Okay, so for those of you participating in the live webinar, there's a link at the top of the documentation, as always.
F6, tab, open the documentation in a new browser window.
I'll go ahead and press that and open it on my computer as well.
Enter, open the documentation in a new browser, new shift windows left arrow.
In a separate window, because once windows we get the desktop sharing going, the area where the text is in the window right now for the live webinar becomes a picture of my screen. This way you can grab the documentation and open it separately. For those of you who are participating in the archived recordings, once you get the recording going, if you're in the archive, press the pause button and go to the conclusion and contact information page, the last page of the webinar, and there you'll find a link for the, quote, entire contents of today's presentation, end quote, and that gives you a zip file with all of the materials for the training lesson. So today, let me go ahead and start the desktop sharing first.
Menu bar, context menu, administration menu, favorites submenu, lock room, moderated text chat, poll users submenu, document center, desktop sharing left paren beta right paren.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and do that.
Leaving menus, freedom.
Okay. All right, so
Freedom
for
Scientific
now,
Training
just
Room left paren mod. Alt tab.
Back into Outlook.
Alt tab. Alt tab.
I think I have
online.
It running.
Alt tab.
There it is.
Shift tab. Control shift I. Level 0. In.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go through some of the lesson now that I've got Outlook open. And first thing we'll do is we'll look at some of the adjustments you can make to the preferences. I'm going to press Alt-F to go to the File tab from the ribbon.
Alt-F, Backstage View, File, Info tab.
The Backstage View opens, and just as a reminder, the Office Backstage View is where you manage your files and the data about them. It's where you do things to a file as opposed to doing things in a file. Hope that makes sense. Focuses on a vertical list of menu items and tab names. Whenever you come to one that JAWS identifies as a tab, the right side of the screen, approximately two-thirds of the screen, changes. You can think of that as kind of like a sideways multi-page dialog box. If you think about multi-page dialog boxes usually have tabs across the top, and in this case, you can think of these as tabs down the left side, and the right-hand side of the screen changes. I'm going to press down arrow.
Open and export tab.
So I heard it say open and export tab. Now the backstage view has changed on the right side to show things related to that, like opening a calendar, opening a data file, importing and exporting, and so on. If I press down arrow again,
File menu, save as.
This time I heard JAWS say it was a file menu, save as. So when I press enter here, the normal Save As dialog box that you're familiar with would pop up.
Save as Adobe PDF.
I did not hear it say tab there, and it's, so it's still a menu choice. If I were to choose this, then I would get a dialog box for saving it as a PDF.
Save attachments unavailable. Leaving menus. Print tab.
Ah, so I heard JAWS say leaving menus, and now print tab. So the items on the right-hand side have changed in the backstage view that are there relative to printing your document, like choosing a printer and setting your different print options and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and find options. It's a couple down from where I'm at.
Office account tab. File menu. Options.
And I'll press enter on that. And we heard it say menu, so that means it's going to open up a dialog.
Enter. Leaving menus. Outlook options. Outlook options. Categories list box. General. 1 of 12. Selected.
Okay, let me just check something in the training room real quick.
All tab. All tab. Outlook 2016 dash alt tab
on alt tab
alt tab.
Sorry about that.
Shift windows left arrow.
Okay.
Alt tab inbox dash.
So back in the Outlook options, the focus initially lands on the general tab. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to down arrow to the mail category. That's the second category on the left in the list.
Mail.
There it is. And now I'll press the tab key to move to the editor options button.
Tab. Mail. Compose messages. Editor options ... button.
And that's it there. And I'll press enter on that.
Enter. Editor options. Editor options. Categories list box. Proofing. 1 of 2. Selected.
So now another dialog box popped up with categories on the left side, and it said that there were 1 of 2. So it's almost like a multi-page dialog box again, but with just two categories. One of them is proofing, that's what we heard first, and then advanced. What I'm going to do now is just press the tab key to move to the button that says autocorrect options.
Tab, proofing, autocorrect options, autocorrect options ... button.
And I'll press enter there.
Enter. Replace colon edit. Dash dash greater. Editor options dialog. Autocorrect colon English left paren United States right paren dialog. Correct accidental usage of C apps lock key replace colon edit combo.
Okay, and I stopped JAWS from reading by pressing control. So now we have a multi-page dialog box that's more normal with the tabs at the top of the page. And the focus is on the autocorrect page. So I'm going to press control tab to move to the auto format as you type page. So that's a couple of control tabs from where I'm at.
Autocorrect dialog. Math autocorrect.
So there was a math autocorrect page. I'll press control tab again.
Auto format as you type tab.
There it is. Auto format as you type. And I'm going to press tab to move through a couple of things here. I've already changed some of these, but you may not have. And this is all really, a lot of this is just personal preference as well. So if you don't feel comfortable making the changes, by all means, don't do it. And of course, if you do change them and want to change them back again later, just come back into the lesson and you can review the notes and always change it back as well. So I'll press the tab key.
Tab. Replace as you type. Quote straight quotes quote with quote smart quotes quote checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, this one is checked by default, straight quotes with smart quotes. And I uncheck it because I use Notepad and different text pad for doing HTML coding. And what happens with the quotes here, the straight quotes are just two quotes vertical. You know, if you were holding a ruler up vertical and setting it on the desk, you know, pointing the ruler at 12 o'clock, those quotes are just basically straight lines, two on the left and two on the right. The smart quotes on the left-hand side curve inward towards the left word, if there's a word to the right of the quote, and at the end of the word or phrase, the quote curves inward to the right, pointing back at the word. So the word or phrase in smart quotes has curly quotes, we'll call them that, pointing, you know, to the inside where the words or phrase is. The reason I don't use this is because HTML5 doesn't like the curly quotes. And so if I copy from Word or Outlook and paste it into a text pad and then change it to HTML, it makes a little funny looking question mark symbol in the document. So I change it to straight quotes. So that's the reason for that. If you tab a few times,
tab, replace as you type, ordinals left paren first right paren with superscript checkbox, checked.
I'll leave that alone.
Tab, replace as you type, fractions left.
I'll leave fractions alone.
Tab, replace as you type, hyphens left.
There's hyphens, and I'll leave that one alone as well.
Tab, replace as you type, star bold star and underline italic underline with real.
Bold and italic, I'll leave. And I'm going to press tab twice more to get to where I want to be.
Tab, replace as you type, internet and tab, apply as you type, automatic bulleted lists checkbox, not checked.
So this is the other one that I've changed. I don't want Outlook doing the same thing that Word was doing. And if you took those lessons, we changed some of these settings in Microsoft Word. Now that Outlook uses Word in the background as its default editor, you have the same essential choices that you can change there, but you have to change them in both places because there's a separate template for Microsoft Word and there's a separate template for email, Outlook email. So I've unchecked this automatic bulleted lists. It's checked by default normally. I'll press tab.
Tab. Apply as you type. Automatic numbered lists checkbox. Not checked.
This one was also checked by default, and I've unchecked that one. The rest of these things on the page I'm looking at here are all okay. I don't change those. But I'm going to press Control Tab to move to the auto format page. We're on the auto format as you type page. There's also just a regular plain old auto format page. So I'll press Control Tab to find that.
Auto format tab.
There it is. And then here, if you press tab a few times, you'll find automatic bulleted lists here as well.
Tab. Apply. Built dash and heading styles check tab. Apply. List styles check box. Tab. Apply. Automatic bulleted lists check box. Not checked.
And I've unchecked it here. And if I press tab a few more times, you'll find I've changed straight quotes here as well.
Tab. Tab. Replace. Quote straight quotes quote with quote smart quotes quote checkbox. Not checked.
So feel free to make any changes that you think you might need here. And if you don't want to make these changes again, just cancel out of this and cancel out of these dialog boxes without saving the changes. I'm going to go ahead and just choose OK.
Editor options. Editor options. Proofing. Autocorrect options. Autocorrect options dot 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 button.
So focus is now back in the Outlook editor options. Just looking at some of the things on the screen to see if there's anything that I forgot. Excuse me. Okay, I'll click the OK button here.
Outlook options. Outlook options. Mail. Compose messages. Editor options dot 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 button.
And here focus left off on the editor options button. I'm going to press the tab key to move forward.
Tab. Compose messages in this format colon combo box. HTML.
This is the recommended format. If you still have your compose messages in this format set to plain text, please change it to HTML. We don't have any problems with HTML the way we used to a long time ago, so now it's better to go ahead and use the HTML format. You can tab through and look at some of the other options in this category. In the mail category, they include things like always check spelling before sending, signatures, stationery and fonts, customizing the reading pane, your desktop alert settings like playing a sound when messages arrive and showing the envelope in the system tray, things like that. Handling of replies and forwards. Saving messages, including autosave. And the importance level when sending messages. Tracking items. Removing extra line breaks in plain text messages is there. And that's one that I always recommend people to change, because what happens is if you get a plain text message from someone, and let's just use the example that they have a shopping list, and they have in that shopping list milk on one line, on the next line they have bread, on the next line they have cookies. So when you get that, if the checkbox is checked for remove extra line breaks in plain text messages, then what will happen when you open up the message is you'll see all those items that are in the grocery list all on one line, because it's removing the line breaks where you pressed enter. So I really don't like that. I have to go back and clean up those when I find them. So I like to uncheck that checkbox, remove extra lines or extra line breaks in plain text messages. Go ahead and uncheck that one. That's a good one to uncheck no matter what you're doing. Whether you do any of the other ones, that's a good one to do. The next one I change is show paste options button. When content is pasted into a message, you can either choose to show it or not. And there's a lot more just in that one category. I'm going to press Shift-Tab to move back to the categories list a couple of times.
Shift-Tab, editor options, Shift-Tab, categories list box, mail, 2 of 12, selected.
And I'll press down arrow to move to the next category, which is calendar.
Calendar.
There are a couple of things or several different things you may want to change in here. I'm going to press the Tab key to move to some of those changes.
Tab, calendar, work time, start time, colon, edit combo collapsed, 7:30 a.m.
You can set your start time and your end time for your calendar. I've got mine set from 7:30 in the morning until 7 p.m. I think the default is something like either 8 or 8:30 or 9, somewhere in there until 5. It might be 9 to 5, I can't remember. If you press Tab a few times past this, you'll find Work Week, where you can check different checkboxes for Sunday through Saturday. And the work week right now by default is only Monday through Friday. But if your work week differs, you can change that. Then there's a combo box for the first day of the week, which is set to Sunday by default. And there's also a first week of the year that starts on January 1st. I don't change that one, but the next one down for default reminders is one of the ones that I change. I'm not going to tab a whole bunch of times to get there because I'd have to go through all those checkboxes for the work week and everything. But if you want to take a moment just to tab through, you'll find default reminders is checked and it's typically set for 15 minutes. That means that when you have a meeting request or a to-do item, then it gives you a meeting reminder 15 minutes prior to the time that you want to start that meeting or that to-do thing, whatever you've got to do. Since I have a lot of work going on and I have to prepare days and sometimes weeks ahead of time, I've changed mine so that the default reminder for me is 1 week. Now, you may not want to do that on your computer, but that's just for my work purposes. There are some other things in there. When you're finished exploring this, go ahead and press Tab to move back to the Outlook Options category list. And I'll press Shift-Tab actually to go back.
Shift-Tab, categories list box, calendar, 3 of 12, selected.
And I'm going to press down arrow until I find Advanced category.
People, Tasks, Search, Language. Advanced.
There it is. And this is where you can change the things like the reminder sound, the starting folder for Outlook when it opens, which by default is the inbox. You could change it to something different. The send and receive options. I've got my send and receive option set to send immediately when connected. And a lot more. There's not anything in here that I really change a whole lot, but if you feel like it, go ahead and press Tab and pause the recording and take a look at some of the different things that you can change here. For now, I'm going to press Escape a few times to get out of the backstage view. You think, did I make any changes? I don't think I made any changes, so I'll just press Escape.
Escape. Inbox dash.
If you did make changes, you'll want to tab to the OK button and choose that instead of the Escape or Cancel button. Let's talk about creating, sending, and receiving messages. Some of the more common keystrokes that are used for working with messages include switching to the inbox. Pretty easy. Control-Shift-I for inbox. If you want to take a look at your outbox, sometimes messages for one reason or another don't get sent immediately. you may need to check and see if they actually did get sent. So you can go to your Outbox box by pressing Control-Shift-O, out. To create a new message, you can press Control-N, as in November or new, from within the mail program, part of the program, or you can press Control-Shift-M, as in Mike, from within any view in Outlook, so you can be in a calendar view and still open up a new message that way. To open something, you can press Control-O. To reply to a message, you can also press Enter on it. To reply to a message, you can press Control-R, reply, or you can do Alt-R for reply. What you'll find with Outlook and some of these other programs that you use a lot is that there's usually two or three different ways to do something, and it's not wrong to do it one way or the other. It's just a matter of preference and then also what you learned as to what people tend to do. To reply to all, you can use Control-Shift-R or Alt-L, Lima. Send, I usually just use Alt-S for send. Forward, I usually press Control-F as in Frank, Foxtrot. To check for new messages, you can press F9 or Control-M as in Mike. And to find text in a message, if you're doing a search for some text, which sometimes I do, the keystroke is function key F4. So you press F4 and it brings up the search dialog. You type in what you want to look for and press Enter. If you want to move to the next instance of text in a message, let's say you look for the word today, and you press F4, type in today, and press Enter, and it finds that. If you want to go to the next instance of the word today that you were looking for, you can press Shift F4. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the differences between the Outlook 2016 version that gets installed when you have the Office subscription for Microsoft Office 365 versus we'll call them the legacy desktop programs for Office 2016, the ones that got installed separately. Maybe you got them installed by your IT department. Maybe you purchased just Office by itself from Best Buy or somewhere like that, and you either got a executable file or a DVD or something for the install. So there are some differences, and we've talked about that the branch that's the Microsoft Office 365 branch, where I've installed some of the programs on one of my computers, behaves differently from what I've got on the computer that I'm using today for the Outlook webinar. Right now I'm using my laptop, and on my laptop, it's the older version. Focuses in the in the list view. Let me go to a place where I can look at some messages. I'm going to press Control-Y. That brings up the go-to dialog.
Control-Y, go to folder dialog, tree view, inbox.
And I'm going to choose one that I've got set up just for practice purposes. It's called Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups.
A, level 1, Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups, 6 of 50.
And I'll press Enter to move there.
Enter. Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at freedomscientific.com - Outlook, list box, acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5895 Thursday 8/24/131 kilobytes. If there are problems with how this...
Okay, so I stopped it from reading. I'm in a list view, and with this version of Outlook, I'm going to press Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab. Mail folders tree view, level 2, acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
And folder went to the tree view, which is to the left of the list view. So this is the typical behavior for all of Outlook prior to this latest trend with the Office 365 version. When you open up Outlook and you're in the desktop version of Outlook 2016 that was installed from Office 365 and you press Shift Tab, focus does not go to the tree view like it did here. Instead, focus moves somewhere else in the dialog box. I believe it moves to the search edit box or something like that. To go to the tree view in the newer version of Outlook, you have to press F6 and Shift F6 to move around, which is more consistent with the other Office apps. So that is a change that's made, and this version of Outlook that I have on my laptop, if I press Shift Tab in the list view, it goes to the tree view. That's how you can tell right now at the time of this webinar if you have the legacy version of Outlook versus the newer version that's installed from Office 365. one quick way to tell. Another thing that happened with Outlook beginning in Outlook 2013 is that when you replied to a message directly from the list view without opening the message first, in other words, if you just pressed Control-R, for example, to reply to the message, the message would be composed in the preview pane instead of opening a new message window. Of course, the preview pane had to be open for this to occur. In other words, you had to have the preview pane set to being on or visible. And I usually have mine visible over on the right side of the screen. So on my screen, the tree view is on the left, the list view is in the middle, and on the right is the preview pane, so I can see visually some of the things that are in that email when I move to it in the list view. So there is a setting in the Outlook options under the mail category. If you go to the replies and forwards section, there's a checkbox that says open replies and forwards in a new window. So if you've not done that, you might want to check that and just see if it's checked or not. Open replies and forwards in a new window, and I do check that. Let's talk about the BCC field. It's not on by default in Outlook. So if you want to turn it on, what you have to do is first of all compose a new message. So I'll press Control-N as in new to bring up a new message.
Control-N, untitled-message left paren HTML right paren to edit.
Now, here's the to edit box, and as I press the tab key,
tab, CC edit.
There's the CC for carbon copy.
Tab, BCC edit.
And I've already got the BCC for blind carbon copy turned on. If you copy somebody in the BCC field, it doesn't show up in the message when somebody sees it on the other end, who you copied in the blind carbon copy field. If it's not on, what you want to do is press Alt-P, Papa, to move to the Options tab of the ribbon, Alt and the letter P.
Alt-P, upper ribbon, Options tab.
And then you can press the letter B as in Bravo to toggle the setting on or off. It's actually in the Show Fields Permission group of the lower ribbon. That's the second group on the lower ribbon. So if you were to press tab from the upper ribbon, you'd reach it in about five or six tab stops. So I'm just going to press the letter B as in Bravo.
B, leaving menu bar, BCC edit. You have one notifications associated.
Okay, and I pressed Control to stop speech. I'm not sure where focus is, so I'll do a say line.
You have one notification.
Says I have a notification. I'll press the tab key.
Tab, to edit.
All right, so I hear to edit.
Tab, CC edit.
CC edit.
Tab, subject edit.
And now I went to focus went to subject. It skipped over. The BCC field was not there. I had it on initially, so pressing that keystroke turned it off. I'm going to turn it back on again with Alt-P as in Papa to go to the Options tab.
Alt-P, ribbon, ribbon, upper ribbon, Options tab.
Once I have the upper ribbon on the Options tab, I can press the letter B as in Bravo for BCC, and it'll toggle it back on again.
B, leaving menu bar, subject edit.
Focus was in the subject edit box, so if I press Shift-Tab to move back.
Shift-Tab, BCC edit.
I'll hear that there's the BCC field again. For now, I'm going to press Escape to get out of this message. I don't need to send that.
Escape, Mail Folders Tree View, Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groove.
And focus is back in the tree view, and so I'll press Tab to move back to the list view.
Tab, list box. Acoustic underlined.
And just remember, in the newer versions, if you're using those, you'll have to press F6 or Shift F6 to move between the list view and the tree view and other different spots on the screen. To open the address book, you can press Control-Shift-B as in Bravo, and I'll do that now.
Control-Shift-B. Address book colon global address list. Search colon edit.
Okay. Focus is in a search edit box. And I'm going to press Shift-Tab. What I'm looking for is I'm looking for a group of two radio buttons, and I want to make sure that Name Only is selected, Name Only, as opposed to More Columns. So I'll press Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab, More Columns radio button not checked, 2 of 2.
Great. It said More Columns radio button checked, or not checked, 2 of 2. So if I up arrow here.
Name Only radio button checked.
One, I two. Hear name only checked. Now, sometimes this gets changed on its own by Outlook, and I have no idea why. Sometimes you'll come into the address book and that radio button for more columns will be checked. And when that's checked, for some reason, it's just different. It doesn't have the list of contacts like you normally would expect to find in the list view. And so if you're experiencing strangeness with the address book, make sure you've got that radio button set for name only. It just seems to work a lot better. I'm going to press the tab key.
Tab. More columns radio button not checked. 2 of 2.
Okay, there's that second radio button. I'll tab again.
Tab. Search colon edit.
There's a search edit box. And once you're in that search edit box, you can start typing, and then the list below will scroll to match what you type, filtering out other things. And I'll tab again.
Tab. Extended select list box. 14.0-new 14.0-new ..
I pressed Control to stop speech. There's a list box. It's called an extended select list box. So what you can do is you can choose non-contiguous names in the list if you want to add somebody to an address book, or if you wanted to add them to an email, that you're creating. Different things you can do with these different email addresses. Just depends on what you're doing. You can hold down the Control key and then press Spacebar to select each person that you want to send a message to. So I could down arrow.
Name 11, name Aaron, name Aaron, name access tag.
And if I wanted to choose that, I would just hold the Control key down. Then I could go down to another email address.
Not selected, name access tag, not selected, name access tag. Email address accesstech@vfogroup.com, alias accesstech.
And it's still reading the access tech that I left. I'm going to press Control Spacebar to see if it speaks this one.
Selected. Name access tech. Email address accesstech@vfogroup.com, alias access tech.
So this is something that's not been working correctly for a long time now. It's when you press these non-contiguous names and select them, you should be able to press insert down arrow with the shift key, shift insert down arrow to read them.
Selection is accesstech ax. Accounts payable ap at vfo-grow.vfoap.
Okay, so that did work. I was able to hear that I had selected accesstech and accounts payable in my list. But while I was moving up and down the list, it was a bit hard to tell. Extended select list boxes are not the greatest tools in Windows dialogs, so it's easier just to add people, I think, one at a time, as opposed to trying to select multiple people. I'll press tab again.
Tab. Address book combo box. Global address list. 3 of 21.
There's an address book combo box, and this is where you'll find things like your global address global address list. You'll also find a group there called contacts if you've started adding new contacts to your address book. So as you press up and down arrow in this combo box, the list view that we just left changes.
Cadine, April, april.cadine.com.
So now I'm in the contacts list and have some people listed there.
Global address list.
Oh, I was still in the combo box. Now I went back to global address. So I'll press up arrow to go back to contacts.
Cadine, April.
And so it says contacts.
Contacts 2 of 21.
And I just did an insert up arrow to read that. That's the saline command. And then I could press tab to move back to the list view.
Tab. Address book colon contacts dialog. Advanced find button.
There's an advanced find button first. I'm going forward now. If I shift tab, I would go back to that list view.
Tab. Name only radio button check.
We're back on the name only radio button.
Tab. More columns radio button not checked.
More columns.
Tab. Search colon edit.
Search.
Tab. Extended select.
And then in the extended select list box.
Name Adrian Clark. Display name. Name Alan Miner.
So I have some different people listed there that I've sent email to and added to my contact list from time to time. Let's look at how to add a new contact in the address book. I'm going to press Alt and the letter F, as in Foxtrot, or File, to open the File menu. This is one of those places where there's still a menu. It's not ribbonized.
Alt F, Menu, File Menu, New Entry, dot, dot, dot.
Here you'll find New Entry, New Message, Add to Contacts, which is unavailable right now, Delete, Properties, and Close. So I'm going to choose New Entry. That's the first item.
New Entry, dot, dot, dot.
I'll press Enter on that.
Enter. Leaving Menus. New Entry Dialog. Select the entry type colon. Select the entry type colon list box. New Contact.
So here you have two choices. You can choose New Contact. If I down arrow,
New Contact Group.
There's New Contact Group, and we'll come back to that one later. I'm going to press up arrow to go back to New Contact.
New Contact.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter. Untitled-Contact. Full Name Edit.
The Untitled Contact dialog box opens up, and this one has a ribbon, but it also has lots of other controls, combo boxes, edit boxes, different things like that. It has places for you to put in the person's full name, their job title, how you want to view their email or name. If there's a web page you want to reference, if you want to reference their phone numbers like business, home, mobile, if you want to put in their addresses, if you want to put in a picture, etc., etc., there's a ton of things here that you can do. The only things that I usually do, because I'm more in a hurry than not, is just type in the full name, and then I'll go to the email field. So if I type in a full name here, say, for example, Tom.
T-O-M. Spade.
Dowdy.
D-O-W-D-Y.
Just making up a name here.
Tab. Company edit.
Then I press tab to move to company.
Tab. Job title edit. Tab. File as edit combo. Dowdy. Tom.
So here's a combo box where it shows that it's going to file these as last name, first name, and you can change that by pressing up and down arrow if you want to. I'm going to press tab again.
Tab. Contact photograph button.
There's a photograph.
Tab. Email dot 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 button.
Now the last one was a photograph button. This one is an email button. Excuse me. Button, and we don't want to activate that button. You just want to press tab.
Tab. Email button.
Until you hear the edit box. I'll press tab again.
Tab. Email edit.
It said email edit. And there I would write in
T-O-M period D-O-W-D-Y at F-I-L period C-O-M.
So there may be somebody that name and address, and I apologize if that is true. But like I said, you will find just about anybody if you try to use a username that's one of your own. So tomdowdy at gmail.com is what I typed. Now, if I wanted to keep this at this point, I could do several different things. I could press Control S to save it. I could go to the ribbon to choose the home tab of the ribbon with Alt H, and then the key tip A is in alpha, V is in Victor, so it'd be Alt H first, and then right behind each other, AV, pretty quick. And then that would add the new entry to your contacts group. Okay, so for now, I'm just going to escape to get out of this.
Escape. Microsoft Outlook dialog. Want to save your changes? Yes button.
And I'm going to say no.
N. Address book colon contacts dialog. Extended select list box.
Focuses back in the address book in the contacts list and the extended select list box, as I heard Jaws say. I'm going to press Alt F to go back to the file menu, and let's look at adding a distribution list, or see, even I said it, contact group, which is the newer term. So Alt F to go to the file menu. I'm still in the address book.
Alt F, menu, file menu, new entry, dot, dot, dot.
And I'll press Enter there.
Enter, leaving menus, new entry dialog. Select the entry type colon. Select the entry type.
And down arrow to new contact group.
New contact group.
Because the first choice is just new contact. Second choice, new contact group. I'll press Enter.
Enter. Untitled-contact group. Info bar edit. Name edit.
Okay. For those of you who may have closed the address book, if you did that, you can press Control-Shift-B Bravo to reopen the address book. And then go to the File menu and choose New. And that's how we got there. And then once we chose New Entry, we chose New Contact Group. Focus is now in the Name Edit box. And so what we're looking for here is the name of the group. So we heard one earlier on my computer called Accounts Payable. Maybe there's one that's a group called Tech Support. Or maybe there's a group called My Documentation Team. You know, whatever it might be. How about I call it Documentation?
D-O-C-U-M-B-N-T-A-T-I-O-N.
Good. And I'm going to press Tab.
Tab. Members List.
Now we have a members list. I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Name Edit Documentation.
There's back to Documentation and tab again.
Tab. Members List.
And there's nothing in the list. That's why we're not hearing anything yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to the ribbon. And I'll press Alt-H to move to the Contact Group tab of the ribbon. Alt-H.
Alt-H. Upper ribbon, contact group tab.
And then I'll press the letter M as in Mike to add the activate the add members button. The add members button is in the second group of the ribbon, which is the show group. So it's a couple down, or a couple if you were to press tab, it would be four or five tab stops. So I'm just going to press the letter M, so I can add members. I have to look at that letter again.
M, menu, leaving menus, from Outlook contacts.
Now we have a context menu that's popped down from the add members button, and you can choose from Outlook contacts, which that was the first choice, from address book, which is second, and then from new email contact, which is the third choice here. I'm going to down arrow to address book.
From address book.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Select members : global address list. Search : edit.
So I'm going to select some members, and let's just say that I want to look for myself. I'll just type in Dan.
D-A-N.
And then I'll tab.
Tab. Extended select list box. Dan Clark, D. Clark at VFO dot 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 VFO Dan.
Okay. One of the things you want to do, of course, is to make sure that the name only radio button is checked. So I'm just going to press Shift Tab a couple of times to make sure that's there.
Shift Tab, search : edit, Dan. Shift Tab, more columns radio button not backed, 2 of 2.
Okay, so I heard it say more columns radio button not checked, 2 of 2. So that means that the name only radio button, which is the first one, is checked. If you wanted to verify that, you could Shift Tab once more.
Shift Tab. Name only radio button checked.
Okay, so I'm going to go back down, pressing Tab 3 or 4 times to get back to the list view where I found my name.
Tab. More columns. Tab. Search : edit. Tab. Extended select list box. Dan Clark, D. Clark at VFO dot 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 VFO Dan.
If you want to add this person to this group, all you need to do now is just press Enter.
Enter. Search : edit. Dan.
Focus is now back in the search edit box where you could type in another name. So let's just say I wanted to type in, for example, Carl. I'll just type in K.
K.
A.
R.
L. And then I'll press Tab to move to the list view.
Tab. Extended select list box. Carl Scott 727-.
So what if I wanted to pick him? I could just press Enter.
Enter. Search : edit. Carl. Search : edit.
Okay, so focus is back in the search edit box. And basically, you can just repeat these steps until you finish adding all the people you want to this group that we've called. Now I'm trying to remember what we called it. I think documentation group is what I called it. So what I'm going to do is press the tab key to move forward to verify that I've got the right people in there.
Tab. Extended select list box. Carl Scott 727. Tab. Members dash greater button.
There was a members button just past the extended select list box, and I'll tab once past that.
Tab, members, semicolon.
And here I'll do a say line, insert up arrow.
Semicolon.
It didn't read anything. Okay, so I'll press home.
Home.
and do a say line.
Semicolon.
How about
semicolon?
Let's try insert tab to see if it reads it there.
Members. Semicolon. Type in text.
So we're not getting that spoken to us at this point in this version of Outlook. And that may be changed later. It might be a JAWS issue. It might be an Outlook issue. I'm not positive. But there's another way that you can find out. So I'm going to, you know, if you wanted to keep adding names, you would repeat steps 8 through 10 to pick other members. What I'm going to do is go ahead and press tab to move to the OK button.
Tab. OK button.
And I'll press spacebar there.
Space. Documentation-contact-group. Name edit documentation.
Now, if you press the tab key, you'll find another list group or a list box.
Tab. Members list.
Members list, and I'll down arrow through that.
Dan Clark, D. Clark at VFOgroup.com. Carl Scott, K. Scott at VFOgroup.com. Zero items.
I heard it read both names. I just did a say line, insert up arrow to reread that. So I have those people there. So this is one other way that you can find out who's there. What I'll do now is I could just press the keystroke to go to the contact group tab, Alt-H, and then save and close. You can also just press the escape key, which is a lot easier, I think. And then you get a dialog box that asks if you want to save it or not.
Escape. Microsoft Outlook dialog. Want to save your changes? Yes button.
And there's your, do you want to save your changes? Yes or no. Since I don't want to necessarily save this, I'm just going to choose no.
No button.
And get out of that.
Enter. Address book colon contacts dialog.
And I'll press escape to close the address book.
Escape. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket.
So the new contact group, if you had saved it, would be saved in your contacts listing under your address book. Let's say you wanted to select some messages for moving to a folder or for deletion, things like that. You can do the same thing in the list view here that we just did in the list view for the address book, where you can up and down arrow and you can select something. It's automatically selected as you're pressing up and down arrow. At least the item where the focus is selected. You could hold down the shift key and press another down arrow to select two in a row.
Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number.
You can also press the control key and hold it down. And then move up and down the list and press the space bar to select or unselect items. So it is kind of like a multi-select list box again.
Not selected acoustic underline guitar at acoustic underline.
Oops, I let go of the control key by mistake. So if I go back down, let's say I go down two.
Not selected acoustic underline.
It says it's not selected. So now if I just still holding the control key down, press the space bar.
Not selected from acoustic underline.
We're not getting the right speech here, but technically it has selected two different messages that are not contiguous. And again, this is just something that's not been reading for a while yet. And hopefully it's going to be improved in the newer versions of Office 2016. Where the non-contiguous text selection is working better. So again, for now, it's probably easier just to select one at a time for deletion, unless you know that there's several that are there that you want to delete as you read through them. Once you've selected several messages to perform an action on, then you can do things like pressing the delete key to send them to the deleted items folder. If you want to permanently delete them without putting them in the deleted items folder, you can do a shift delete. Now, personally, I've regretted pressing shift delete a few times because I needed something after I did that. So typically, I don't use shift delete. I tend to delete them, put them in the deleted items folder, and then I can go back and rescue them if I need to. Let's talk about folders and things like that. I'm going to press up arrow.
Acoustic underline guitar.
Just to unselect some of the messages that I had selected. Now I've only got one message selected. I just didn't want to have them all selected. So to move to a folder, you can press Control Y.
Control Y. Go to folder dialog. Preview. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
So if I wanted to go to my Adobe folder, for example, I've got one called Adobe. I could down arrow to that.
Level 1. Adobe. 7 of 50.
If I had wanted to go to one called Blind Math, there's one that I created called Blind Math.
B, Blind Math.
and so on. So I can use the Control Y go to folder, highlight something here to move to, and then press Enter to move to that spot.
Enter. blindmath-clark@freedomscientific.com.
Now, I'd created that folder, but I don't have anything in it. So I'm going to do Control Y.
Control Y.
Type in A until I find acoustic guitar.
A, acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups.
And press Enter to move back there.
Enter. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups dash.
Then I pressed Control to stop speech. To move a message, let's say I'm in the inbox, or it doesn't matter if I'm in any folder, list view. Let's say I found a message that's in acoustic guitar at Yahoo Groups folder, and I want to move it to my reply to folder or my inbox or somewhere else that's not this folder. You can press Control Shift V as in Victor while you're in the list view. Select the, you know, select the item in the list view that you want to move and press Control Shift V Victor. That will give you a different dialog box that looks like the go to.
Control Shift V, move items dialog, tree view, VIP.
So you get a move items dialog box, and then you get your tree view with your different folders. And I have one called VIP that I had filed some things in earlier, so it's still pointing to that. For now, I'll press Escape.
Escape. Acoustic.
To get out of the move to, move items to dialog box. If you'd like to create a new folder, you can press Control Shift E Echo. I'll do that. Control Shift E.
Control Shift E.
Oops.
Level. Okay. Dolphin Easy Reader help. Dolphin Easy Reader window.
On.
Message box. Okay. You are
acoustic guitar Yahoo.
That keystroke is conflicting with another one that I've got for something else on my computer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Alt-H to move to the Home tab.
Alt-H, ribbon, Home tab.
And I'll press Tab 2 times to go to the New Items button.
Tab, lower ribbon, new group box, new email button, tab, menu, new items submenu.
Press Enter on that.
Enter, leaving menus, email message control plus shift plus M.
And I'm looking to see if I can find it here. I'm going to up arrow because there's one at the bottom that says More Items.
More items submenu.
And I'll open that.
Leaving menus. Menu. Post in this folder control plus shift plus S.
So there are contact group, task, etc. So I'm obviously looking in the wrong place. So I'm going to escape out of this menu a couple of times.
Escape, 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 escape.
If I wanted to do... Let me try that again. I'm going to try Control Shift E.
Control Shift E.
Dolphin Easy Reader message box.
Okay.
Acoustic guitar.
So I don't know how to get rid of that other one. I'll type Alt Q to go to tell me what you want to do.
Alt Q. Tell me what you want to do. Dot dot dot. Edit.
And type in folder.
F O L D E R.
There are some items that populated in a list below the tell me what you want to do, and I'll down arrow.
Menu. Folder control plus Y.
So I could create a new folder there. It said control Y.
Enter. Leaving menus. Go to folder dialog. Preview.
Now that just brought up the go to folder dialog box.
Escape. Acoustic guitar Yahoo.
So if I go back and do Alt H.
Alt H. Upper ribbon. Home.
Actually, go back to tell me again.
Leaving
Alt
menu.
Q.
Alt Q.
Type
tell
in
me
folder.
F-O-L-D-R.
If I down arrow 2 more times.
Menu. Folder control plus Y.
That's the first one.
This folder. Folder control plus shift plus E.
There it is. Folder control shift E. Now that's going to bring up the dialog box that I was talking about that would let me move the message here that I had highlighted in the list view. So I'll press enter on that.
Enter. Leaving menus. Create new folder. Folder contains colon. Name colon. Name colon edit.
So what it would do here is it would let me create a new folder and actually move this message into that new folder. So you would basically create a new folder. Let's say I called it test.
T-E-S-T.
Now when I press the tab key, if I were to get to the list view. Let's press tab first.
Tab. Folder contains colon edit combo mail and post items.
It just tells you what the folder contains. It's a combo box. I'll tab again.
Tab. Preview. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
This is saying the name of this tree view is called select where to place the folder. So I'm giving it a name of test. If I were to just do it right here, test folder would become a subfolder of acoustic guitar Yahoo groups. So if you want to create it at the main level with all of your other message folders, what you want to do is press home to go to the top of the tree view.
Home, level 0, Clark at freedomscientific.com, open, 49
so
items.
Now, when I press the enter key, this will put the new folder called test in line or at the same level as all of my other major boxes.
Enter, acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com.
Now, that didn't let me do the move to at the same time. There's another keystroke to do that. You can move a message from one folder and create a new folder in the process by pressing Control-Shift-V, as in Victor, and basically do the whole process all over. The Control-Shift-E by itself is just to create a new folder. So Control-Shift-E, Echo, create a new folder. Control-Shift-V, Victor, to create a new folder and move the currently selected message into that folder. Like I said, there's a lot of different keystrokes here. So let's look at that. I'm going to press Control-Y to see if I find my test folder in the Go To Folder dialog. Control-Y.
Control-Y. Go To Folder dialog. Tree View. Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups.
And I'll press the letter T and see if I find it.
T. Level 1. Tasks. There's one 41 of 51.
There's one for tasks.
T. Test.
And there it is. There's the folder called test. Okay, so I'll just press Escape for now.
Escape. Acoustic escape.
If I had wanted to delete that folder, I would have just pressed the delete key on it. Now, once you delete the folder, it then goes in as a subfolder of the deleted items folder. So you might have deleted some folders in the past and thought that they were gone. But if you look under your deleted items folder, if there's a plus sign to the left of it, it says collapsed, and you press right arrow to open it or enter to open it while you're in the tree view. And then down arrow, you should find the other folders that you would have deleted. And then you would have to press delete on each one of those folders one at a time to delete them, I believe. That's how I usually do it. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about JAWS Help for a minute. You can press Insert F1 twice quickly in most of your major programs that we support, and it'll open up the JAWS Help topic directly to that help for that program. So since Focus is in Outlook right now, if I hold down the insert key and tap F1 twice quickly.
Once you pick a topic and press enter on it, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. Popular applications, contents page, preview, topic outlook, 5 of 11.
So Focus is now in the JAWS help system, popular applications on the tree view item called Outlook. And if I pressed F6, I could then move over to the right-hand side of the help system and begin reading about Outlook, the Outlook-specific help for JAWS, that is. So for now, I'm going to just press Alt F4 to close the help system.
Alt F4, acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash Outlook, list box, acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic.
There's some links there for not only JAWS keystrokes, but also some of the common ones that we've talked about that people would use in Outlook as well. So the next thing I want to talk about is going to be the automatic replies, or what people often call out of office, or OOO, out of office. If you have a home version of Outlook, you probably don't have this. It's going to be found in the Microsoft Exchange version that most people will have in an office environment. So if you don't have it, that's probably why. I'm just going to go to the File tab by pressing Alt-F, Foxtrot.
Alt-F, Backstage View, File, Info tab.
Okay, and I'm going to press the Tab key. Focus is on the Info tab by default. I'm just going to press the Tab key until I find Automatic Replies button.
Tab, Account Information. Selected account combo box, Clark at freedomscientific.com.
Okay, I'll tab again.
Tab, Add account button. Add an email account or other connection.
Again?
Tab. Menu. Change settings for this account or set up more connections. Access this account on the web. Account settings ... submenu.
So the last thing that spoke there, account settings submenu, was actually the item that's the primary focus right now. That other text that you heard is some text out to the side of it that Jaws read. I'll tab again.
Tab. Leaving menus. https://mail.freedomscientific.com/hour/link.
There's just a link for accessing this account online.
Tab. Use automatic replies to notify others that you are out of office, on vacation, or not available to respond to email messages. Automatic replies ... button.
Okay, so I'll press enter to activate that.
Enter. Automatic replies -dclark@vfogroup.com dialog. Do not send automatic replies radio button checked.
Okay, one so two. Focuses on a radio button that says do not send, and I'll press down arrow to select the radio button that says send automatic replies.
Send automatic replies radio button checked. Two of
once,
two.
Once that's been selected, now there are some other items that are available that were not available before. For example, there's an area where you can type the text of your message. There are two multiple pages here inside this dialog box, one for inside my organization and one for outside. So you can give different messages to people outside versus inside. I'm going to press the tab key here.
Tab. Only sent during this time range : checkbox not checked.
So I changed it from do not send automatic replies to send automatic replies. There's a checkbox that says only send during this time range, and you can set date and time specific to 45 minutes or hours or however long you want it to. I'm going to press tab again.
Tab. Button.
And I just heard button. I think this is the font button. I'll tab again.
Tab. Edit. 13.
That was the earlier one. There was the font, which is Tahoma by default. Now when I press tab, focuses in the point size. I believe the default point size I have in my notes is 8 points. And I've changed mine to, at some point along the line, I changed it to 13-point Tahoma. I'll tab again.
Tab. Menu bar. Bold button.
And then we have some things like bold, italics, underline, and so on. I'm going to tab fairly quickly, about 6 or 7 times to get past that.
Tab, italic button, tab, underline button, tab, font color button, menu, tab, bullets button, tab, numbering button, tab, decrease indent button, tab, increase indent button.
Okay, I'm getting close. That is the increase indent button, which I'm going to leave alone. I'll tab again.
Tab, leaving menu bar. Auto-reply message for people inside my organization. I am out of the office Friday. Call or text if you need anything urgent. Thanks, Dan.
So that was my out-of-office message for the last time I was out, which was a Friday. And for my people inside the VFO, Freedom Scientific Company, they got the message that said I was out, and they could call or text if they needed anything urgent. This is where you would basically type in the text. Now, focus is highlighted right now, so I could type right over it. I'm not going to change it for now, but this is where you would do that. When you're finished typing, you would press tab, and focus would move to the tab for Inside My Organization.
Tab. Inside My Organization tab.
And that's the one we just filled in. Now, if you press right arrow, you'll move to the tab for Outside My Organization.
Outside my organization, left paren on right paren tab.
And it says that it's on. Let's tab forward through this one.
Tab. Rules ... button.
There's a rules button.
Tab. OK button.
And OK button.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. Send automatic replies radio button checked.
Basically, we're going back through the dialog box because it came up at the bottom of where everything was.
Tab. Only sent during this time range : checkbox not checked. Tab. Auto-reply to people outside my organization checkbox checked.
So I do have this checkbox set to auto-reply to people outside my organization, and I'll tab again.
Tab. Anyone outside my organization radio button checked.
There are two choices here. You can choose to send it to anyone, which is the default, or you can choose to send it to my contacts only, the people that are in your contacts list. I'll tab again.
Tab. Button.
There's the font button again. Tab again.
Tab. Edit. 10.
10 point size. So I've got this response set to Tahoma 10 point. I'll tab again.
Tab. Button. Tab. Italic button.
So we go through bold and italic. I'll go fairly quickly until I get to that indent button. I think it was an increase indent button. I'll tab several times.
Tab. Underline. Tab. Font color. Tab. Bullets button. Tab. Numbering button. Tab. Decrease indent button.
Okay, it's the next one past this.
Tab. Increase indent button.
Now when I press tab, I should get into that edit box.
Tab. Leaving menu bar. Auto-reply message for people outside my organization. Thanks for your email. I am out of the office Friday, and I will answer your email as soon as possible next week. Connect with us.
So I pressed the control key to stop speech there. This is the message that some of you would have gotten if you had sent an email to me while I was out of the office. It says, thanks for your email. I'm out of the office Friday, and I'll answer your email as soon as possible next week. And then I had put some other information in there, like connect with us. I have some links there for our Freedom Scientific Inc. at Facebook and a Twitter link as well. So you can put a lot of different things in there if you want to. It's a multi-line edit box. And so for now, I'm just going to tab again.
Tab. Outside my organization left paren on right paren tab.
Okay, so we're back on the tab for outside my organization.
Tab. Rules dot 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 button.
We're back to that rules button. And by the way, the rules button allows you to do things like include messages from certain people or organizations, from sent to certain people, or with certain text, for example, in the subject line, for certain text you might be looking for in the message body, and a whole lot more. You can set up rules and have things happen, either delete those things that you don't want to see, or move them into different folders, perform different actions, and so on. So I'm just going to tab to the OK button.
Tab. OK button.
And I'm actually going to tab to the cancel button in this case, because I don't want to leave automatic replies on, so I'm just going to cancel.
Tab. Cancel button. Space. Backstage view. Info group box. Account information. Use automatic replies to notify others that you are out of office, on vacation, or not available to respond to email messages. Automatic replies dot 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 button.
All right. So focus is now on the automatic replies button again, and it didn't say it was pressed. If I pressed enter on it, it would become active, and then those messages that I had typed in would become active for people either inside or outside. Outside of our organization. Okay, so when you're finished, if you have done this and you wanted to save it, you would have gone to the OK button and saved it, and I pressed Escape. Focus is now back in the backstage view, and so I'm just going to press Escape to get out of the backstage view.
Escape. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups dash Clark at Free.
Focus is now back in the list view for my acoustic guitar at yahoogroups.com that I subscribe to. And I subscribe to that partially because I like acoustic guitars, but also partially because it just gives me some messages to work with when I'm teaching this class that are not hopefully critical or not personally sensitive. All right, so let me go back to the training room.
Alt tab, Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren 30, shift windows right arrow.
And if there are any questions today, that's going to conclude the message for today.
Browser window. Open tab. Open the tab. Prior page tab.
You push
next
up the
page
conclusion and contact information page.
Enter. Document. Page has 4 headings and 8 links. Conclusion and contact information. Heading left. Contact.
Okay. I stopped it from reading by pressing control. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and stop the desktop sharing in a few minutes. But for right now, I'm going to open up the microphone for questions. So if you have any questions today, feel free to go ahead and ask.
Graphics.
Okay, no questions. So that's good. I will also take questions if you have them. In the meantime, when you're listening to the archive, of course, send me an email and I'll be glad to help you. Otherwise, we'll talk to you again in Lesson 2. I'll send out a reminder for Lesson 2 later. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.